Okay, Jessica, we're back.
We are back. We are back. And we're talking about the second to last Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm going to miss these guys. This has been a... I liked Clone Wars, right? And this has been
Absolutely.
A fun spinoff of Clone Wars. I've liked these guys. I like these stories. You know,
but
that's it.
I feel more emotionally attached to this crew than I ever did to anybody in Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of outside of Ahsoka, but
correct.
The clones, for sure. I never really felt like emotionally attached to the clones in Clone Wars, but yeah, I'm really invested in these guys and gal
that don't exist in the future. So
we're
that's
not
sort
going to
of,
talk about that.
We're going to
focus on the goodness that's going to come, and we're going to trust that Filoni isn't going to rip our heart out next week and stomp on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. As he sends in the cavalry next week.
Sends in the cavalry. Yeah. All of the clones from all over the galaxy are going to somehow figure out where Tantus is and go save everybody.
Which
and
is
they're gonna
great, but then what? They all get wiped out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And somehow the Zillow beast is gonna play into this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
there's a lot to talk about with the Zillow beast too.
There's a lot to talk about. This is I watched this, and then at the end I thought, well, this is the Rampart and Omega episode, because I think the two of them sort of steal the show, and the Bad Batch almost becomes like background characters to the two of them. And they couldn't be more polar opposites.
No. Omega is so engaging and active, and Rampart does,
Rampart is just, he whines and cries, and he's got some screams, like when they all leave the shuttle as it's crashing.
Yeah.
And he screams like three or four times, like
Well, his poor, his
Rampart.
His cable jammed, but
his cable jammed, yes. But he was saved, but he's a whining, screaming shell of his former self right now.
Pretty much an empire officer, right? That's sort of their MO.
Who got hung out to dry, right?
Yeah. But flash strike. So I'm hoping the next episode, which is the send in the cavalry, that name is more appropriate, because I didn't feel like this was much of a flash strike.
Okay, so is this like in Hamlet as well? Is there into the flash strike
thing
that we're gonna
like a big bang and a crash? Like, all we did is put some pieces into place, right? And I hope to God that the next episode is an hour at least, because we have a ton to wrap up. And they didn't get into Tantus. They didn't do anything. All we did is sort of, we've put them on the ground, put the Bad Batch on the ground outside there. And Omega's gotten into the tunnels and crawled around the tunnels. And we found the Zillow Beast, right? So all we've done really is put pieces into place.
And Echo is inside with Emery.
That's true.
There's that piece as well. All the players are on the field. But I agree. What does Flash Strike have to do with all of that?
There was no Flash Strike. It was kind of a whimper strike that they got there. They crashed. They run through the jungle. They find the beast. They surprise the beast. It fights off the other TK troopers. And the Batch didn't get captured, right? It's only Rampart that got captured.
Rampart does. Like, he lands face down, and then he looks up, and then all of the troopers are standing there. So I assume they haul him in and be like, "Hey, Hemlock, look who we found."
Yeah.
I wonder how long it takes for Hemlock to kill him. Probably not long at all. Yeah.
I don't know. We don't really see Hemlock kill anybody. Wasn't it Rampart that had Nala Se's? Who was the the politician on with Nala Se and Camino.
No,
Yeah, Prime Minister
something Sue Rose.
something. Prime, yeah, but I
Nala
mean,
Say and Lama Sue. Lama
Lama
Sue.
Su, there you go. Lama, good memory. Very
That
good
was
memory.
deep in the archives. Yeah.
But Rampart had him killed, that he said, I have need for scientists, not politicians, and then leaves and sort of nods to the clones to kill him, right? So I don't know, I don't see Hemlock doing
Oh.
anything indirect.
Hemlock puts him in the same cell as Nala Se, and Nala
Yeah.
Se, like, I don't know, neck
Throttles him.
wrestles him to the death or something like
Neck wrestles. Now, she, I'm doing a whale noise there. She neck wrestles him. She does her very slow, long-armed walk.
very slowly wraps her neck around him.
Yes, very slowly kills him. Vanilla say death move. Okay. Okay. All right. It's like Mortal
Why
Kombat,
not?
kind
You
of
know,
slow
it
motion.
happened.
Yeah. Finish him. Okay. All right.
That would be very funny to put them in the
Yeah.
same cell together.
Yeah. Hello, Rampart.
Hello. Didn't you kill everybody that I know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, have
You
a
were talking
seat
too
on my
fast
bunk
there.
next to me. Yeah. What's
Have
going
a
on?
seat. Nice. Oh, okay. Poor Nala Se.
Or Nala Say, yeah, I wonder if she'll get out of this. There have got to be a couple other Kaminoans, is that how you would say that?
Caminites.
Kaminians? I don't
Yeah.
know. There've got to be a couple more that are around, though, right? Isn't there's a senator that's
Yeah.
a
Yeah.
Kaminoan senator. I'm just thinking, like, where would she go after this? Who would she go hang out with? Humans, or
Yeah.
would she try to find more of her own? Anyway,
I should clone some. Clone, should clone
she could
herself, make some
clone some
friends.
Kaminoans.
Yeah.
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 Clone some friends for
Yeah.
her to, so she's not so
Yeah.
lonely and sad. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, next week has got to be like 75 minutes long.
Think so.
Got to
Is that the
be
bet?
like,
75 minutes.
gotta be long, man. It's gotta be at least an hour.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
see them. There's so much to wrap up.
Yeah.
They can't possibly do it in 22 and a half minutes.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like this episode advanced a lot too, right? That they, I mean, it was fun that they detached themselves from the science ship,
Yep.
get detected by the base, Scorch, the clone commander, apparently he's on the ball with security, so that they know that, I don't know how, but he knows
How did
Clone
they
Force.
figure that out? Clone Force
Yeah.
99, and it's Rampart, and blah, blah. Like,
Yeah.
wow, that was
I don't know.
fast.
Yeah,
Like,
it was very fast. But he's on the ball, so they figure that out. They dispatch fighters, chase them. It's the laser cannons
laser cannons.
from the Death Star that are on this base. So we're seeing that transition into the Empire that we know of New Hope. But they get shot, and they
Oh, there
have
you
to,
go.
yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same laser cannons from the bases in New Hope.
Okay. I
Yeah.
would not have put that together, so
All right,
thank you
I
very much
guess.
for that.
Yeah. Right, they look familiar, right? They don't look like Clone Wars anymore. They look like New Hope.
I don't pay attention to guns, just like
Okay.
I don't pay attention to
Okay.
ships.
Okay. All right.
Sorry,
Okay.
but I
Yeah,
can
that's right.
remember Lama Su.
You
So
can. You can. Prime Minister Lama
together we
Su.
have it all,
Yeah.
Hunter. That's
Yes.
just, yeah.
Yes.
I just know that, yeah, guns and ships, not my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they get attacked, right? So they figure out that they don't really figure out that they're attached to the ship, but they dispatch some fighter pilot jet
Yeah.
things. Just in case, and yep, they show up. And they called them the Rogue Shuttle. I wrote that down. Rogue
Okay.
Shuttle. I wonder if that's like an homage to Rogue One. Anyway,
Yeah, I don't know.
just hadn't really heard that a lot until whenever somebody calls it with call something rogue in Star Wars, I always think of Rogue One.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, makes sense.
Echo is on board of the big ship and he tries to plug in with his little mech hand, but he quickly has to hide because the droid enters, and so he goes into the
Yeah.
closet. And there's a lot of Echo running in and out of the closet,
Yeah.
trying to plug in, always
Yeah.
getting interrupted by somebody who walks in, and he has to. Did you notice that he has a hard time like pulling his little screwdriver hand out of the socket?
I didn't.
Couple, yeah, like it's
Yeah.
not just a click. Like sometimes it's a
Yeah.
pull to really get him out of
Okay.
there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that was a thing, but
Yeah. Okay.
I did pick up on that the second time that I watched it. Anyway. Let's see. They dispatch the fighters, go into the airspace. There's a rogue shuttle, neutralize them, shut down the base, turn on the laser cannons, and then it flashes to the vault. And the kids are in there, and you can hear it very distantly. They're like, "What's
Yeah.
that? What
The
is
rumbling.
happening?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And she knows they found me. Who has found you? My brothers.
What is that? Laser cannons.
Doctors, there is a base-wide security alert.
Follow lockdown protocols. I'll secure the lab. Monitor the children in my absence.
Your concern for the specimens is unwarranted.
What's going on? They found me.
Who?
My brothers.
Like, she just knows. So is that just Omega figuring it out, or is that Omega like having the force and feeling them on the planet?
I feel like it's just her figuring it out that their base is having to defend themselves. So, I mean, she's hopeful, but I think she's figured out that that means that the Bad Batch, her brothers, are found her, and the base is having to defend itself.
Okay. So you don't think that she's force sensitive?
I don't think we know what her sensitivity or her for. I think we're getting to that, right? That she's going to have the force.
Got
I
the M
don't,
count.
yeah,
She got the M count.
and if Nala Se created all of them for a reason, right? That she, when they created Clone Force 99, it wasn't that they were, what does it say, they're enhanced aberrations. Like she
Enhanced
took, or not
aberrations.
aberrations, but she took what the differences that they had in the DNA, she enhanced, but like she created Hunter, that he had whatever he has, this sense. What does he have anyway? He's good at
He can
tracking, right?
track. He can
Yeah.
track.
So he's
So she
really
went into the
observant.
DNA and like kicked it up a notch
Yeah.
in different places for every
Yeah.
single one of these.
She kind of created them. And so did she create Omega? And did she create Omega to be force sensitive?
Well, why not? She could have.
Yeah. But then we don't know which her force power is, right?
Right, because we had that whole thing with
We've seen her talk to
Ventress
Hex, haven't
when
we? Yeah.
she didn't really show any force powers, so to speak.
Well, we saw her. Did she? Ventress tried to get her to have force abilities with animals. So is that why we see the Zillow Beast? Is
I think it's going to come into play. Yeah.
that wasn't just a
I
throwaway? Oh, there's a Zillow Beast in here. They've been shocking and making bigger.
No, I like everything, right? Even the Purrgils had
Yeah.
a little blip in time, and then they came back to play a big role. I think here we have the Zillow
Yeah.
Beast in that episode where we thought it was somewhat
Yeah.
throwaway or
I
somewhat,
suppose. Yeah.
yeah. And now here we have the Zillow Beast, and it's going to come into play next week somehow.
Yeah. Is that luck, though? Is that good writing or is that luck? Because in that Clone Wars episode, when they stupidly, why did you bring the Zillow Beast that no one can destroy or control? Bring it to Coruscant. But it gets out. They capture it again. And the Emperor says, hold on to it.
I want it for later.
Do you think that was just fortunate? Now they get to Bad Batch. You're like, oh, remember way back in Clone Wars? Like, this was this an arc they put into place back then? I don't think so.
No, but I think that they're really, really good at picking up on some of those things that were just left and tying it in. I think there was, you know, and maybe that was, I suppose by design, you could have a story that leaves a lot of these things open to pick up at a later date, right?
Yeah.
And it could have just been one of those things that just happened to be there. And we dismissed it because the Emperor just said, you know, take it away. I want it for later. Okay, well, now here we are later in another whole other series at the grand finale. And I think it's going to come into play. I love that about Star Wars. I love that, you know, I love the callbacks to other things. We pick up storylines or we pick up details from other things and we weave them in here and all of a sudden they become really important. I think that's a really cool thing. And when you know the storylines like we do, you can pick up on these things. So that's part of my enjoyment of Star Wars is just in general. Anyway, so Omega, she knows anyway, whether it's the Force or it's just,
her brothers just knowing
my brothers are here. They found me. And Emery is on the deck up above looking at everything. And she's alerted that the base is being shut down. She's like, all right, go into security mode or whatever. And she turns to Skaldr and says, monitor the children.
Yeah.
And Skaldr says, your concern for the specimens is unwarranted.
Corrects her on that. Yeah.
Oh, Skaldr. I'd like to see Skaldr go down in flames with all of this. She doesn't have to live beyond this. Yeah, I'd be fine with that. But the Bad Batch is shot out of the sky, essentially. They are going to abandon ship. Rampart does not like this plan. His cable gets stuck as everybody, they just put the shuttle on autopilot. And they decide that they're going to get on the little cables and descend and then let go of the cable and I guess jump to the ground of the jungle.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a great plan being drugged through the forest like that either, but
yeah. It worked, right?
Yeah.
In cartoon land, it works. But Rampart's cable gets stuck and he screams. He screams when Hunter shoots the cable. He screams when he falls. He screams when he gets caught.
A lot of screaming.
I was like, wow, Rampart. Who would have thought that he would have like come in and be the comedic release for all of these things?
And like, he did that again when they were talking about, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Yes. Yeah. Just some great, great screams and some great stuff from Rampart on this one. Anyway, the show actually flips back and forth from all of these characters quite a bit. So it's kind of hard to follow it all, but the science shuttle is on approach. It's landed. Helmlock says, have everybody aboard scanned and look at the ship and get everybody's clearance codes and stuff like that. And then we switch to Hunter. We switch to Echo, and Echo has shot the droid that interrupted him.
Yeah.
And removed the droid's hand.
Yeah.
And like stuck it onto his USB screwdriver drive. Hand.
Yeah.
And he says, what? Thanks for the hands. But it was funny when Echo came out of the closet initially, and you see the stormtrooper, and then you just see like the screwdriver thing sticking out of here. It was funny to see.
Yeah,
that
holding onto the gun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with his little screwdriver stub there. Anyway, And then we go back to the jungle, and Wrecker and Crosshair are in the jungle. They're trying to connect with Hunter and Rampart. And Crosshair has a line that says, you know, they're trying to debate, do we go find them? What do? We head towards the base. That's what Hunter would do. Okay. And Crosshair says, Omega didn't leave me behind when she could have, and I owe her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see him. Should we break comm silence?
No. We continue toward the base. Hunter will head that way, too.
Are you sure we're headed in the right direction?
I've been here before. It's not a place you forget.
You broke out of here once. At least this time you're breaking in.
I'd rather not do either. But Omega didn't leave me behind when she could have. I owe her.
Yeah.
Okay, Crosshair. Yeah. This again, I know this is just leading up to something horrible is going to happen with Crosshair. Yeah. I need to become emotionally prepared for that to happen next week.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
Seems
this
like
is, it. I see that happening. But anyway, they meet up with Hunter and Rampart. And this is where they said, did Rampart make it? Unfortunately, yes. I heard that.
Yeah.
And he goes, you three really are defective clones. Yeah. Thank you, Rampart. Anyway, so that's when Echo plugs in and the droid comes in. He shoots the droid. Thank you for the hand. And somehow he jumps out of the droid vacuum. Like he knows where that is in the ship. And he just bloop, jumps out undetected.
I feel like he was kind of following an astromech in there. And so he went back to his original plan on how he got in there.
That's how he got in there. So he must know where the vacuum tube is. So he reverses that, right? Nobody sees him come out and he just kind of jumps into line and walks out like no problems. It's completely unnoticed. So then we go back to the vault.
Yeah.
Where the kids are sitting around.
A lot of
there.
Back and forth.
Yeah. It's a lot of back and forth. Like trying to take these notes, it's just back and forth, back and forth. Omega is there with the kids and she's like, all right, cover me. And they're like, right, what does that mean? Like she forgets that she's just had the last 2 years with, you know, the Bad Batch and cover me and this and that and tactical and remember this battle episode, whatever, like blah blah blah
plan
stuff.
65.
Did tech make you remember Plan 85? Like, so she's just like, she's telling a 5 year old, cover me. And they're like, what does that mean? She's like, just stall. So she breaks back into her wall and she goes for a walk in the blood tunnel, whatever you want to call that. Right.
Shroom, shroom. Yeah.
Exactly. And what does she find? Well, eventually she finds the Zillow beast. And at this time, as I was writing Zillow in my notes, I was like, why has Zillow not jumped on this marketing campaign?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a word that when it was first thought of, I don't think anybody really. Zillow, was that really a word back then?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, is Zillow somehow like an homage to the Zillow beast in Star Wars? Like,
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Like somebody made up Zillow again? Like,
yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to check Wikipedia here.
See if the company Zillow is somehow, was it just a nod to a big scary beast of a real estate company in Star Wars, and so they decided to call themselves Zillow. Like,
I don't think so.
Well, it can't be a coincidence. Those are two made up words. It's like saying somebody invented Google and then somebody else decided Google was a word and named their company Google. Like, it's a made up word.
Yeah.
What are you reading there on the interwebs,
Hunter? I'm not there yet. I'm reading the background on Zillow. created by a Microsoft executive that had previously been part of Expedia.
Created Expedia Zillow in Star Wars?
No. Your Zillow real estate.
Zillow.com,
yeah. I don't know where they got Zillow Beast.
But why would you name your company Zillow if you had never heard of that word before? You can't, like, I don't know. They say that you give monkeys, enough typewriters, eventually they'll reproduce the Bible. So I guess it's possible, but I think that somewhere in the back of his head, Zillow Beast was there, or he heard it.
Too much of a coincidence for you, huh?
Yeah, but I didn't get it until I was writing it down today, and I was like, Zillow? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
If anybody knows, or if anybody from Zillow is listening.
Not spelled the same, though.
Zillow.
Is the website, and the Zillow Beast doesn't have a W.
It's just Z-I-L. Is it two L's? Z-I-L-L-O?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think Zillow.com. This is a marketing campaign that's ready to happen. You want to have some Star Wars fans come? What is that face for, Hunter?
All right. Well, so now I'm Googling it. The Zillow Beast actually comes from the kaijus from the Japanese Godzilla stories.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like a kaiju, those giant monsters like Godzilla.
Okay. So you think Zillow.com came from that as well, or they didn't listen to? I in my head canon, I think there was some tech exec who was like, Zillow Beast, that's awesome. I'm going to call my company Zillow, and we're going to be a beast in the real estate market.
We'll have to find that out.
My creative genius curse. I do think Zillow.com needs to jump on this. Anyway, bringing it back to center, we have Rampart and Crosshair in the jungle. And this is when Rampart starts getting a little reverse psychology-ish on Crosshair because he's like, you're just like me, you know, you only think of yourself. And Crosshair's like, no, that's not true. I've changed. And Rampart's like, yeah, sure you have.
You fall behind, you get left behind.
You used to believe good soldiers followed orders.
Depends on who's giving them. The Empire betrayed us both.
And you think you can fight them? That's not you. You're like me. Loyal to no one but yourself.
I've changed.
Sure you have.
And that's like the first time that we hear Rampart really be like that.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of his handler, wasn't he? He was Crosshair's handler initially. Like when he was sending him on missions, then, you know, they were working closer together, right? But I think that's why Rampart feels like he has some influence over Crosshair, because they have that experience.
But Crosshair is saying, no, I have changed. And I'm not just about myself anymore. And it's not good soldiers follow orders anymore. There's more to life than this. This is furthering his redemption arc, which in Star Wars, redemption arc means that you're going to die. So, So get ready for this, Hunter, because it's going to happen and it's going to be Crosshair.
Okay. All right.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's going to be crushing.
Say it again.
It's going to be crushing.
It's going to be crushing when we lose Crosshair. Yeah. Because he's going to do it, and it's going to be to protect Omega, and she's going to see it. And it's going to be very emotional, and I know I'm going to cry. But I'm not prepared for that, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, and the music at this point starts to really amp you up. Like the music all of a sudden, and how it flashes back and forth between Omega and Echo and everybody else. And the music is is very fast tempo, and it's like, I don't know, like you get anxiety just watching it and thinking, you know, yeah. Is Omega going to make it back, or is Echo going to get caught, or what's going to happen here?
A lot of buildup.
Mm-hmm. Race against time. And then we go back into the jungle, and Rampart's like frustrated with everybody. Like, yeah, go ahead, take your time. We're just running away from stormtroopers. And who does he cuddle up next to? But, you know, the beast of the jungle monster. What was the name of the jungle monster? I don't remember.
The Dryax.
Dryat.
I don't know how. Yes.
Dryat.
The Dryax. Yeah.
How do you spell Dryat? Do you know?
Dryax.
Dryax. Oh, with an X. Okay. Yeah. The Dryax.
Yeah. Part lion, part bear, I guess. I don't know.
Part alligator.
Yeah. Stands
I don't really
up.
Know.
Yeah.
But wakes it up, and so then it starts chasing everybody through the jungle, and you know, Rampart again. Kind of screams and moans, and he gives away their location, and mm-hmm. then the troopers see them and they start fighting, but eventually Rampart gets caught.
Yes.
So
the Drax kind of gets involved in the mix. The TK troopers are getting distracted by it, and then they get separated, right? Because Rampart runs off alone and gets caught. Looks up at the boots and he's caught.
Gone. Yep. Which is good, because, you know, maybe they can bring Rampart in to Hemlock and be like, hey, look what we found. And maybe the Bad Batch goes in the other direction.
Scorch already knows that Clone Force 99 was there. So, and how did, no one would think Rampart would make it that far without help.
He's not capable of making it that far. So at that point, so if you're Rampart and you've been betrayed by the Empire, you've been in prison camp, and now the Bad Batch broke you out to bring you to Tantus, and now you're going to go face to face with Hemlock. Do you try to help the Empire at that point? Or do you try to help the Batch?
To get back in their good graces? Yeah, I think he helps himself, right? He's not going to help unless they've gotten through to him on loyalty, but he's more about helping himself. So he's probably going to try to warm up to the Empire.
To try to get Hemlock to spare him or whatever?
Yeah, give Hemlock some information to spare him.
Okay. Anyway, we go back to the vault. Scalder shows up for their daily blood drawing, and the kids try to do their version of stalling, right?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. What does Scalder say? It'll pass.
Yeah, jeez.
She's so heartless.
Yeah.
And the other one is like, I don't feel well. Give her a scan. You're fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want to go next. Wait your turn. Like, she has zero compassion at all for these kids. But in the race against time, Omega, you know, she sees the Zillow Beast. Let's talk about this scene for a second, because the Zillow Beast is definitely bigger than when we saw it before. And it's got this thing firing on it, because it eats energy, right?
Electricity or power, I guess.
Something
right?
like that.
Yeah.
So they're trying to like fatten it up for something.
Yeah.
Is that why they keep?
Yeah.
Because it almost looked like they kept, like they were zapping it to keep it in line. But that's how it gets bigger. Like, do they not know? Like, is that on purpose, or are they just feeding the beast and they don't know that they're feeding the beast?
Yeah.
For real? Yeah.
Well, they've had it for a while now, right? They've had it since the Clone Wars.
Yeah. So, and they've got like two troopers watching it. Like,
I don't know what the water does. Does the water sort of, I don't know.
I don't, like, are they zapping the water so that the electric charge goes all through the water? Like, I didn't really, it was such a quick scene, but, you know, she like takes it all in. She scampers right back into her cell room.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Reassembles her wall. And we all think she's going to get caught, right?
Always. And the music is right there. And, you know, just as the bloodletting droid and Scalder come in. She's sitting right there. The look on her face, though, when she's looking at Scalder, I wanted to freeze that, because it is, you look at, and it's just like, ah, this is the last time I'm going to have to look at you, because I am breaking out of here, and you have no idea what's about to come at you, but you're going to have a, you're going to die, lady, and I'm going to free myself and all of these kids. And it was just that one face on this defiance. Animated character. I was like, wow.
Yeah. A lot of defiance. That's amazing. That look.
A lot of absolutely amazing. Yeah. Echo reaches the lab, tries to get access with his
USB
screwdriver
arm.
Hand.
Yeah.
Does it in a couple of places, finally gets in just as Emery is walking into the lab. And he's like, oh, no, just an advanced security, as he's screwing his hand back on.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. You know,
sees the hand
and puts two and two together. And she's like, hey, you're Echo.
Yeah.
And it kind of stops him in his tracks. Right. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, Omega used to talk about you. And he's like, all right. She's like, I'm Emery. And he's like, all right, Omega used to talk about you. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be an interesting pairing, right? You know, he confronts her like, you're a clone. How could you do this? And she was like, I was just doing my job. Good soldiers follow orders, right?
Yeah.
You're a clone. How could you be part of this? And he's like, we have to get Omega out of here. And she's like, she says something about the children. And he's like, wait, there's more? And she's like, yeah, there are a lot of kids on this base.
Yeah.
You're a clone. How can you be part of this? Omega saw something in you. I want to believe that she was right. Tell me where she is.
She's in the vault. But you won't get anywhere near there without my assistance. If we're going to free those children, you're going to have to trust me.
Wait. What children?
Omega's not the only child confined inside this base.
And then Echo now all of a sudden understands the depth of this craziness. Mm-hmm. And the Bad Batch all still thinks that they're just springing Omega, but there's more
and
than meets
clones.
The eye here.
The other clones too. They're there for the other clones
and
Omega,
all the clones. And we flash back to Omega, and they've all come back into center now. They've had their daily drawing, and they come back into the center. Mm-hmm. And she just looks at the kids and says, I found something big. I have a plan, and I'm gonna need your help.
That was too close. What took so long?
I found something big. I have a plan, and I'm gonna need your help.
Fade to blackout.
And scene.
Yeah. Puts a lot of pieces in place for next week.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm excited, and I between now and then, I will emotionally prepare myself for Crosshair's demise.
Something, yeah.
Really don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I really don't want the show to end. I mean,
it's been fun.
It's been a great ride with these guys. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens next week. We have a lot of predictions. We'll see what actually comes of it.
Send in the cavalry. Is it Rex showing up with the clones from the rest of the universe? Is it? Yeah, it could be a lot of things. It's got to be something, some version of that, right? Rex showing
it's
up
gotta
with
be.
Clone
yeah.
backup. That's the cavalry. And then that's also how Rex ends up alone.
But how would they know how to get to Tantus if nobody knows how to get to Tantus?
Well, I guess because the Bad Batch is there now. They can transmit the location.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They can put out the bat signal.
We have Echo inside.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to get our Kino Loy moment, right? One way out.
There you go.
One way
out.
You're
good with names.
I know names.
Yeah, you're good
Can't
with names.
Can't do a ship or a gun if you paid me, but no, I got names. No. So, all right. Well, no matter what happens next week, we will be right here, the two of us at the Pergil Pod, talking about the finale of The Bad Batch, the season, the series, the whole nine yards. Hunter will be diligently looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
All day on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we will have all the Easter eggs and the tissues to be able to get me through this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Whew. Gonna be a big one.
Gonna be a big one. In the meantime, if you have any theories you'd like to share, you can find us on Facebook. We have a group there called the Pergil Pod. Or you could send us an email, thepergilpod@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And yeah, I guess hold on to your hats for next week, Hunter.
Okay. Well, as Omega says, I have a plan.
And I'm going to need your help.
See you next week, Jasmine.
See you next week. Bye.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess for now we follow the Pergil.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
Fade to blackout.